Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hey, guys. This is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm here in Chicago, and it is a hot, hot day. All week it's been in the 90s, super hot. Hope where you guys are, it's not so hot, and you guys are staying cool. I have a quick show today, just 15 minutes. And this topic here I came across over the weekend after doing an event called Fitness Active Day here where I live. I organized it, and the event was designed to get people out, get them active. We did a walk. We talked about nutrition. We talked about getting healthier, and I brought up this question in the event about how do people define quick success? To give you some context, we were talking about getting active, starting the health journey again, restarting, and why people get, number one, what their expectations are. And it led to a question that I brought up, which was, what is quick success? I wonder if we've been misled about what that is. And let me share with you what I talked about. So basically, I was going over the example of seeing in magazines or in newspapers or on the internet specifically about people doing before and after pictures where you see one person before and then 30, 60, or 90 days later you see an after picture. And whether or not that actually in the minds of people, is that quick success? Is that something that people look to and say, well, that's what I want. That's what I achieve, which is 15 pounds off in 60 days, 10 pounds off in 30 days, and so forth. Is it that we are being advertised and shown these images so that we are led to believe that that's quick success? And you must be thinking to yourself, well, of course that is, right? Well, on one hand it is. Certainly I have to agree that anyone who achieves those results before and after, and they look great afterwards, definitely hard work and effort is put into achieving those outcomes. And at the same time, is it quick success? For some people, 30 days is certainly quicker than years. And so, yes, it is quick success. At the same time, let me offer this definition as well for what quick success is in fitness. And here it is. Doing an activity, having a great experience, and feeling great about it, that's quick success. A lot of times I think when people start working out, they feel exhausted. They feel tired. And that's all they remember. At the same time, let's also remember that, boy, did you probably feel great. You did something that you probably didn't think you could do. Walk a mile. Jog a mile. Run a mile. See, those are great outcomes for an activity, to do something that you never thought you could do. And at the same time, that experience and how you felt about it, that's quick success. And if we can build on each one of those and define quick success as one of those moments, I think we will start feeling differently about fitness, our fitness journey. And this goes into like eating habits as well. Certainly, there's two sides of the coin on the health, on your health journey. And, you know, doing something, making a salad, making a kale salad, spinach salad, making a smoothie, you know, reducing the amount of dairy, eliminating pop, you know, those little things, maybe not little, but those things can make the experience, the whole fitness journey experience, just much better. And you know, certainly I would have to say that when I hear people tell me how they've made these small changes in their diets, their eating habits, that is, and they start choosing better foods, reducing certain foods, and fueling their bodies versus feeding their bodies. I mean, all those little changes that they make adds to the whole experience, and each one of them, in my mind, is a quick success. And so we have to remember, too, just going back to the those pictures, before and after pictures at least, we as people just see that. And so sorry about that. And so we as people see that, and we just think, wow, that's amazing. We have to also remember that each of these people who achieved these results, they actually went through a lot, maybe so much that, you know, you'd be shocked is what they went through. And so let's remember that the journey is also very, very important. So do you feel like you've been misled about what quick success is all about? And would you be able to define quick success differently now after hearing, in my opinion, what quick success is with regards to fitness? All right. Now, I welcome any of you guys who are listening to this to email me. And you can use Eric, eric.su@goality.com to let me know what you think. Your comments and feedback would be great. Questions you have about health and wellness would be awesome as well. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/EricWSueTrainer, all one word, and you should find my fan page. You can also find me on Twitter at EricSueJP. Now, something real cool I just wanted to announce is that if you haven't heard of this new program or app on your smartphone called Periscope, it's a great way to see what other people are doing, hearing what they're up to, seeing what they're up to. I am also on there, and you can find me at Eric, ericsujp as well. And check it out. Highly recommend it. I've done a few Periscope broadcasts, and they're pretty fun. I talk about health and wellness, my workouts, TRX workouts, and so forth. And you can catch me on that app as well. Real quick here, upcoming events we have on August 6th, which is a Thursday, at 9:30 in the morning. I'll be doing an interview with Charlie Cates. He is with Muscle Activation Techniques in Schaumburg, and we're going to be talking about performance and get into what he does to help people live healthier, more fit. So check out that or save that on your calendar. As far as other upcoming events in August, we're still working out the details in some of the events. I will be doing some workshops, healthy living workshops, and you can check out those dates as well on my Facebook page or on Twitter. Again, thank you for being a loyal listener to this podcast. I do welcome you guys sharing this with your friends and getting them involved. And so that would be the best thing you can do. You can find us on iTunes, which is probably what you're listening from. And when you subscribe, that automatically goes to your smartphone once I upload or finish these podcasts. Again, my objective is to do either once a week or every other week to keep you guys updated as to what's going on. And I really appreciate you guys supporting this podcast. By the way, Stitcher is the other music platform that you can find us. And so I really appreciate you guys taking a few minutes to listen to this. I hope my definition of a quick success helps you in your health journey. Just remember, doing an activity, having a great experience, and feeling great about it, that's quick success. So keep that in mind and stay with what you're doing. Really appreciate everyone listening. As I always say, be active, or stay active, and be safe. Have a great day, guys.